Dinosaurs, caves, and safari parks are the things summer road trips are made of. Perhaps that's why the combination still appears in an old section of Route 66, a must-see for many tourists making their way across the state of Arizona. The story behind those attractions and the smoke they blew into the Grand Canyon is today's edition of the American Countryside.
Summer's for heading to the ballpark, lake, or just relaxing at home. Let 31 help you make the most of summer. I'm Paula, your independent director with 31. From totes to thermals to organizational items, we're making life easier. Need a way to pack the lunches, drinks, and other items for the trip and still keep them cool? Our thermals are great for the family picnic or just to take your lunch to work. Plus, you can personalize our items with names of people, places, teams. It's the perfect fit for you, a gift for birthdays, or summer weddings. Check out the great deals at my31bag.com. That's my31bag.com, my31bag.com. Take advantage of 31's June special. When you spend just $35, you can get our incredible large utility tote for just $10. That's a savings of over 70%. Plus, you can learn about hosting your own 31 event or having a fundraiser for your school or community group. And take advantage of exclusive items. Make the most of summer, whether at home, work, or play. Whether you're on the farm, in the city, or somewhere in between, go to my31bag.com.
Arching north from I-40 between Kingman and Ash Fork, Arizona, is a long stretch of old Route 66. It is truly a piece of Americana. Joshua Noble says many of the attractions along that route were must-stops for travelers, including Grand Canyon Caverns.
Initially, that was dinosaur caverns because they found some old bones down the bottom. Of course, they weren't dinosaur bones, but it sounds more interesting that way.
Folks at the caverns began mapping their underground route and found it led to an even bigger attraction.
They eventually found that led into the Grand Canyon by throwing some red smoke bombs. They started noticing red smoke coming out of the Grand Canyon. People didn't know what was going on. Well, it was dinosaur caverns trying to figure out where there may be other leads coming up.
You can't walk from the cave to the Grand Canyon, but the two are connected somehow. Another decades-old stop is nearby the caverns.
Keepers of the Wild is a really unique little stop on the way past Dinosaur Caverns between that and Kingman. The founder of that, Jonathan Kraft, was a show performer in Vegas, and he wanted to build something so that the large cats and different animals, when they're done performing or they're too old to perform, they had somewhere to go and live out the rest of their life.
Some motorists passed through Kingman during the 20s and 30s, but it was another factor that brought thousands here during the war years.
Probably the first rush into Kingman was in World War II. We had an Army training base outside of town. Some 36,000 gunners trained there, and a lot of them after the war moved back, and that created a first surge for Kingman.
The Army Airfield Museum is now another stop to see. The route west from Kingman is equally interesting, and we head there next time as we travel the countryside. In Kingman, Arizona, I'm Andrew McCray.